1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, guys? It's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another podcast. Thanks so much for riding with me thus far. Hope that you have been enjoying the show, and I look forward to speaking and connecting with you more. If you haven't connected with me on social media, be sure to find me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J. And also on Facebook, you can search for the Ebby J Show podcast. So what has been going on with you guys? What's been going on? Talk to me. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you. Can I talk to you? I really wanna know you. Ha ha ha. Funny. Anyway, listen. Today we are gonna talk about something really important and really key as we progress to become these amazing individuals that God has created us to be. In this season of my life, I've realized that it's been even more important for me now to understand others' perspectives as I am developing really key and valuable relationships, not only in my personal life, but in my professional life as well. You know, my mother always says, we are only responsible for the effort and not the outcome. Man, let me tell you, my mom dropped some wisdom nuggets on me that day. When I was like in my, I think I just graduated from college, and my mom and I was talking, and she dropped that wisdom nugget on me. She said, you are only responsible for the effort and not the outcome. And in that wisdom, here we are, fast forward about 10 years later or more, actually more than 10 years later, about 15 years later, that wisdom that my mom gave me back then, oh yeah, it definitely applies now, okay? And how it applies is the effort that I put in to understand the perspectives of others, especially those from perspectives that I totally disagree with. For real, like I just don't agree with what you're saying. But in this season of my life, God has really dropped some wisdom nuggets for me. And what I'm going to share with you today are those three key wisdom nuggets that the Spirit just shared with me as I was driving home one day on my way home from work. I'm going to pick up my daughter. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So here goes. So, you know, sometimes I do not listen to the radio. I don't talk on the phone. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't do anything on my way home from work sometimes. And, you know, during those moments are really times where I'm really like connecting with God on the way home, because, you know, as I'm, you know, maneuvering through the traffic in Atlanta, you know, it takes you about almost an hour to drive 10 miles, which is ridiculous. So in that time for me, you know, I take a lot of time and I just kind of just connect with God. And on this one particular day, I was really so close to getting to my daughter's school. And I was thinking about my day, and I was thinking about, you know, different conversations that I've had or different interactions that I've had throughout the day. And as I was thinking about that, the Spirit said to me, in perspectives and when in understanding other people's perspectives, there are three things that are key to developing good relationships with people and for your growth. And in my season of where I am in my life, you know, the growth where I'm, you know, my heart and desire is to be. And so those three things are, in perspective, one, listen, guys, listen to what the other person is trying to communicate to you. You know, a lot of times we do not listen to comprehend or to understand. We listen to react. I am one of those people. I was one of those people. And this is actually something that I'm really diligently working on, because I know that as I elevate and go higher in my career and my business and my entrepreneurial goals and my social life and my private life, my personal relationships, my professional relationships, it is so easy to listen to someone. You see their mouths moving, but you are not listening. You know what you're doing? You hear them with the intentions to react to what they are saying before they can finish getting their word out. Now, as my mother said, we are responsible for our effort and not the outcome. We are responsible for the effort and not the outcome. You are responsible for the efforts that you put in and not the outcome of it. Same thing goes for me. I am responsible for the effort that I put into whatever it is and not the outcome. So, with that being said, my effort in understanding perspectives, especially those that are different from mine, is to listen to what the person is saying, not just hearing them, but listening to the person with the goal of understanding and empathizing where they are coming from. Now, everybody is not going to do this. Do not think that when you are sharing your perspective that someone is going to sit there and actually understand where you're coming from or take the time out to understand where you're coming from. Most people are listening to react, to defend, and not to understand and comprehend. Ooh, let me say that again. Most people are listening to defend and not comprehend, right? Whereas the goal is to listen and to understand and to comprehend what the person is saying to you. Understanding, comprehension, same thing, right? Think about this in your relationships, your love life. Let's just talk about personal relationships, right? You're dating, you're with someone, they have their perspective, you have yours. Now, I'm not the person to say what's healthy and what's not healthy, but I know that one thing that's not healthy is someone who is always on a combative side. So it makes you feel uncomfortable to share your perspective and your feelings and your thoughts with that person because it's always combative. It's always a constant back and forth. There's always some level of tension. There is no healthy conversation or healthy conflict that happens out of those conversations and situations because there's always a defense mechanism up. How do I know? Because I lived this before. I've lived this. And when I was going through it, it didn't feel good. I was like, this cannot be how conflict resolution is supposed to be. There's absolutely no way that the way that this is being handled and the way that it's been handled for years is the correct way. Because it was always being on the defensive rather than understanding and comprehension and being empathetic. You know, and what happens in relationships is that when that happens, when you are the person who is communicating how you are feeling and sharing your perspective, and the person on the other side is being negative, they're being defensive, they're being combative, they're talking bad about you, they're using your words against you, it makes you very uncomfortable to share your perspective and to share how you truly feel. So what happens when that happens? What happens in situations when that happens? I mean, there's but so much that any person with any level of sanity will be able to take because it's constant, right? It's constant. Like you're always feeling like you can never say how you truly feel, what your authentic self is saying deep down on the inside, because the person who you're communicating with, it's completely like not trying to hear you, always on the defensive, defending why they did what they did. So what happens? You find someone else to talk to. And if you find someone else to talk to who is of the opposite sex, for women, what happens? We become emotionally connected and attached to that person who is listening to us. This is just natural. A woman cheats emotionally before she cheats physically, whereas men cheat physically before they cheat emotionally. A woman will be so connected to another man who is listening to her, who is understanding her, who is empathizing her, even if it's fake, just so he can get some ass. I mean, let's just be real. But the fact that she can share her perspective and it be a breath of fresh air, and she's not being judged, and she's not in a combative, negative situation or conversation or interaction exchange going on, a woman is going to be drawn to that because that's just how we are made up. And then from there, if she continues to indulge in those types of conversations and connections with that person, more than likely she's going to sleep with them. But the first thing that a woman does is she gives her mind away. She gives her emotions away, that emotional connection. She shifts it to where she gets it. So gentlemen, listen to your ladies, empathize with them, listen to what they are saying with the goal of understanding and comprehending. And this is a great example because one, I lived it, and two, it's the real. It's true. So think about that. Even in the professional world, listening to what the perspective of others with the goal of understanding and comprehension would just close so many gaps in the workforce. It would really help develop really good, key, strong foundations and relationships and business relationships with people across organizations. If people listen to understand rather than listen to hear, be defensive, and be combative. All right? That's the first thing. The second nugget that the Holy Spirit told me was to respect the perspective of the other person. Now, we can agree to disagree, but we can do it in a few different ways. We can do it the good way, where we respect each other's views and perspective, or we can do it the bad way, where we're just like making each other feel bad for feeling the way that they feel. Now, which one do you think is more healthier? When you listen to someone's perspective with the goal of understanding and comprehending what the person is saying, I mean, those are two interchangeable words. They basically mean the same thing. You have to respect their position. You empathize, you comprehend, and you respect their position. I respect what you are saying. Though I may not agree, here is what I'm hearing you say to me. Though I may not agree, let's agree to disagree. That is, you know, I used to hear that all the time. Let's agree to disagree, but I never knew the value of how much that meant of agreeing to disagree until this season of my life. We are not going to agree on every doggone thing that, you know, that we face, like every type of, you know, situation thing that we come up with. We're not going to always agree. But let's, one, listen to comprehend and to empathize, and then let's respect one another's views. And then if we cannot come to an agreement or a consensus, let's just agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, I respect what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I may not agree with it, but I respect it. I understand it. I empathize with it, but I don't have to agree with you. And that's healthy. That's healthy, right? Rather than someone making you feel bad for you feeling the way that you feel, they respect what you're saying, right? And now you guys are on the same page and you just had healthy conflict resolution. Now, I didn't read this in any books or anything, y'all. I'm a living witness to this. I'm a living witness to how it went wrong and how it went right. You get what I'm saying? Okay. So, another key nugget is to understand, and we talked about that, right? So, listen, respect, and understand, because I basically threw in the understanding part with the first point of just listening to the person, right? Listening, not hearing. There is a very big difference between listening and hearing, if you didn't know. But listening, respecting, and understanding a person's perspective is so important. And I already shared with you why it's important to understand. Now, like I said before, this is all based on my own personal experiences. This isn't something that I read in a book or a blog or online or heard someone say. Literally, I was driving down the street on the way to get my daughter, and God just hit me up with these jewels. And I've been meaning to share this for a while. I'm like behind in my podcast. I've been meaning to share this with y'all for a minute, but it's been crazy busy, and I was just trying to get my life organized and situated and stuff like that. But I wanted to share this with you because I know that for me, just doing those things, like not responding with the reaction, you know, cutting someone off because I'm trying to get my point across, you know, right then and there, trying to have healthy conversations, healthy disagreements, you know, not making anyone feel bad for them feeling the way that they're feeling. And what I have been able to do and what I try to do is I really try to understand the other person's perspective and empathize with them. And then from there, you know, either A, we come to an agreement that we're going to disagree, so we're going to agree to disagree, or two, I really do understand what they're saying, and let's figure out a way to how to work this out. You get what I'm saying? And it just helps in so many different relationship types, you know, family, friends, romantic, children, parental, blah, 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 business, all types of relationship scenarios. I feel like these principles, you know, really helps me, and it helps me apply, you know, those skills in order to become a better person and a better communicator. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, so I just want to drop those jewel nuggets on you this week and get your noodles, you know, twindling and thinking about those things that I said, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about building strong foundations, relationships, and connections. And listen, we will not always get it right. I do not always get it right. But at the end of the day, if we're striving to become better people, then these are some key points and nuggets that we can use in our everyday lives and all of the different interactions to make our relationships and our foundations even stronger. With that being said, love to love you and catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.